G'day, I'm Alistair Rayner. Welcome to my podcast, Rayner Reckons. I'm actually bringing you some podcasts and sounds from the Sydney Royal Easter Show in 2017. The Sydney Royal Easter Show is the largest agricultural event anywhere in Australia. It brings together over 50,000 different exhibits from cattle, sheep, poultry, horses, to arts and crafts and fine arts. It's an amazing spectacle. If you've never been, you might be amazed to see the variety of things that you could do here at the show and still not see it all. Over the next couple of episodes, I'll be bringing you some of the sights and sounds, as best I could describe them to you, of the Sydney Royal Easter Show for 2017.
Jason Schulz from Raven Limousine in South Australia.
Jason, 2017 Sydney Royal Easter Show. You've come all the way from South Australia. Can you tell us a little bit about why you came and what you brought across here?
Yes, Alistair. We came across here because we wanted to be involved with this great limousine feature that Sydney put on in 2017. We saw it as an opportunity to showcase our breeding herd as well as network with fellow breeders.
So all the way from South Australia, what made Sydney be the, besides being, I guess, a feature breed, what, I guess, got you over the line to bring cattle all that way?
Well, first of all, we had some pretty special heifers at home that we wanted to, I guess, showcase to other people. The other thing too is Sydney's got a pretty big reputation of one of the leading shows in Australia. And yeah, I had visited previous years on and sat on the sidelines and watched, and I guess I thought it would be a pretty good occasion to be a part of.
So you brought team across. Tell us about your team and how you went.
Yeah, unfortunately, Alistair, Sydney with the timing doesn't quite fit our breeding herd, but we had some early drop embryo calves that were pretty special, so we thought we'd actually showcase those ones. We had to leave some cows at home, which had just been weaned off the calves, but we bought three young heifers, all of which received ribbons, which is pretty cool.
So what did you actually win?
We had two heifers in the first class, the baby class, which was 9 to 11 months. That class had 20 entries in it. And we got a second place as well as a sixth. So that was pretty cool. And then we had a heifer in the next class, which was the under 12 months. And we got a third, and that was out of 17 entries. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. Obviously, I can roll it with the New South Wales breeders.
That's excellent. I mean, it's a big effort to come across. How do you prepare to come from South Australia to Sydney? Take us through your preparation to get yourself organised and then to get here. What has to go on behind the scenes?
Yeah, well, there's a few logistical things that we have to work out. So I guess 6 to 9 months ago, we sort of started looking at entering for Sydney, and we started pre-planning by making selection on what calves we were going to bring. And then furthermore from that, you've got the logistics of transport. So we were fortunate to actually join in a truck that came all the way from Western Australia. So there were some limousines that came from Western Australia, and I really credit that breeder for making the voyage. And then from there, it was just the show preparation. So we weaned the calves off, the heifer calves, and began feeding them and preparing them for this great event. Myself, so the cattle went on the truck, and then I had to fly into Sydney and then do the three train trip to get to the grounds, and it was a fair effort, but a worthwhile one.
When you're thinking about Sydney, what other things did you have to think about, Jason?
We wanted to showcase more than just the animals we had, so we put on a bit of a display as far as our stand. We had a TV and a banner and so forth, and we also gave out quite a few caps to people. The cattle aside, we had to think about, you know, accommodation. We also had to think about the climate. So we made sure we had some fans to mount over our cattle, because it is a little more humid here than back home in SA. Although it gets hot in SA, it's a drier heat. We had to make sure that the well-being of the cattle, that the cattle were being looked after. So, you know, the cattle, before they started the voyage from South Australia, they had a probiotic, which is just like a multivitamin. And then we did that again here. And we also, you know, put some special things in their feed daily, just to make sure that they were fit, healthy and well, and coping with the big event.
So tell us a little bit about home. You've just said it's a lot drier, a lot hotter. perhaps over there. Tell us a little bit about where you're from and what your operation is in South Australia.
Yep, so our property is based in the Field District of South Australia, which is in the upper southeast, 2 hours drive southeast of Adelaide, near the iconic Coorong, if anyone's heard of the Coorong, where Storm Boy comes from. It's very, very sandy country. We've had lots of international people come through our farm throughout time, and they think we're crazy for farming in beach sand. It's very deep sandy country, but it grows loosened. All our cattle are pasture raised. Our sale bulls we pasture raise. Obviously for these special little heifers that came to Sydney, they had some special treatment to get them here, but I guess it's a fairly clean green area and the climate's quite mild. We don't have humidity, and we usually get an afternoon cool breeze from the Coorong, called the Coorong Doctor.
So cattle's your only operation, or do you do other farming as well?
No, so my wife Penny and myself, we obviously run the family farming business, Schultz Livestock, which comprises of 2,200 acres. The cattle business is quite a significant part of our business, and obviously the Raven Limousin and Limflex stud. But in addition to that, we lamb down every year about 800 Merino breeding ewes. We cross them with a Border Leicester sire, and that's a fairly substantial part of our operation in addition to obviously the stud seed stock business.
So now you've come up to Sydney, first time bringing cattle up, and you've had a really big success. What does this mean for Raven Limousin and Limflex? Tell us more about what you think it will be, and also about Limflex, because you didn't have any here, but it's a big part of your operation.
For starters, being a part of Sydney's probably put a face to the name. There's quite a few breeders within the Limousin membership that probably know my name but have never met me. So this has been a fantastic networking opportunity, and hopefully now that some of the members that don't know me have seen our cattle, it might give them a little faith to come along to our on-property bull sale that we hold every February. Furthermore than that, I mentioned Limflex. So Limflex is a Limousin Angus cross. It's very commercial focused. As yet, from my understanding, Limflex can't be shown in the show ring, but it is just as much a big part of our business as pure Limousin, because it's sort of the resulting calf from using a Limousin bull over an Angus cow, which many of my commercial clients do.
So you talked about your on-property sale is in February. Where do your bulls go? Do they stay within South Australia? Have you got much of an interstate client base?
Yeah, look, our bread and butter clients are fairly local, and probably south of us, down, you know, the lower southeast, towards your Narracourt, Lucindale, Mount Gambier region. So that's our bread and butter. But actually, we've been very fortunate. Our last bull sale, we sold bulls to two other states besides South Australia. So we did have some bulls go into New South Wales, as well as Victoria. Those ones were probably targeted bulls to enter in breeding herds for seed stock operation. We've also previously sent cattle to WA. We have a biosecurity plan in place with our business, and we are JBAS 8 accredited, which used to be the MN2, MN3 program, which allows
for Yoni's disease.
For Yoni's disease, which allows us access into WA. Obviously, those things are changing a little more, but like anything, we want to stay on the cusp of it. So as those changes take place, we'll assess what's required and obviously put in the right process to continue on with the program.
So what happens now, Jace? It's the last day of beef at the show. You're looking a little bit more relaxed now. What happens, I guess, immediately? And then what's your plans for the next few months following on from the show?
First of all, I'm going to go home and have a good sleep. But when I return home, it's going to be business as per usual. I guess the last week while I've been at the Sydney show, our property has been in caretaker mode. We are lambing at the moment, so I'll go home and shift some of our ewes and lambs that are probably starting to run a little low on pasture feed in that paddock. And we're on a rotational based system, so yeah, we'll shift them to some new pastures and start putting in place some plans to actually do landmarking. We've recently weaned off calves, as I mentioned. Yeah, we're going to start preparing the cows pre-calving. We start calving in June. So, yeah, assessing the condition of the cows and making sure that they are going to be fit and healthy at that point of calving.
And your heifers, what happens to them? How are they getting home?
Yeah, so two just left last night, Alistair. They're heading home with that WA truck again. So they'll be in SA probably before I am. The other heifer is actually going on to the Limousin National Show and Sar, which is going to be held on May 5th. She's a pretty special heifer. We've kind of pulled her out of our show string as, I guess, the pinnacle of our breeding and probably one of our select heifers for the 2016 drop. So that enables the opportunity for other breeders to access our genetics and also for us to get further exposure or get our genetics further afield outside our own herd.
Excellent. Well, that's something definitely to look forward to. Jason, thanks very much for coming all the way from South Australia. We're glad you had a good show, and I hope you have a safe trip home.
No worries. Thank you, Alistair. And I just want to thank, the Sydney Showgrounds and all the team behind the scenes for putting on this great event. It's been a fantastic limousin feature. I really commend those that work flat out in the background to make it what it is, and I appreciate the opportunity to showcase my cattle at Sydney. Thank you.
No worries. Hopefully we'll get you back with a bigger team.
Yeah, well, never say never. We plan to continue on in our breeding operation and build our herd. And I guess as we grow and develop, we'll definitely use opportunities to, build the brand.
Excellent. Thanks, mate. Take care on the trip home.
Thank you.